Yes?
Mr. O'Brien, 93.
All right.
Thank you.
Things, on the Tip O'Neill thing, he's told McCormick and all of them that he's leaving, and I guess he wants to be kissed. And as far as I'm concerned, he'd just leave and kill the bill.
If he
feels that way about it, I'm tired of this cheap, dirty, low-down blackmail.
No, I think it's in shape.
He just told the speaker, according to Carl Albert, he's going to leave anyway.
No, he's going to leave Tuesday night.
Well, they won't have it out Tuesday night, will they?
Yeah, we've been talking to Landrum. They're going to take it up Tuesday morning. And Landrum feels that he's already working on the witnesses to be sure that ours are held to bare bones, and that he's further exploring having an afternoon session of the committee if necessary. And I'm just convinced that we're going to get the rule that day, or if we have to go in the next day, that we'll just have Tip stay.
That's good. Now, Carl Mutt called me and said that he wanted us to know. He hadn't told anybody else, but he's going to vote with his president on cloture.
Wonderful.
How is the thing lining up?
Yeah, it's lining up well. You got my note on the report of the steel workers.
Yeah. Is that final now on our friends?
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
Bye.
Okay, Mr. President.